With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is distancing itself from comments made by one of the members of the Democratic squad. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After losing her primary this week, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush issued a warning to a top pro-Israel PAC that opposed her. She denounced the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APEC, and said, "I'm coming to tear down your kingdom." At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre took issue with the language, calling it inflammatory and divisive. Bush is the second member of the liberal squad to lose a re-election bid this year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the November elections near, so does the battle to succeed outgoing GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Interviews with more than a dozen GOP senators in recent weeks cast the race between John Cornyn of Texas, John Thune of South Dakota, and Rick Scott of Florida as wholly undecided. Among the factors making senators hesitate to openly endorse a candidate, A, more candidates might still hop in the race, B, members want to see how the Senate elections shake out, and C, they want to see who the president will be come January. Winning the secret ballot GOP leadership vote will require winning over the majority of the conference. That means there could be multiple rounds of voting, with the lowest vote-getter dropping out until one senator garners sufficient support. The real X factor is a potentially large core of new Republican senators who might be joining the conference after the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Organizers of three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna this week called them off on Wednesday after officials announced arrests over an apparent terrorist plot to launch an attack on an event in the Vienna area, such as the concerts, as part of her Eras tour. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropped 171. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are in effect now, but only across half the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration's rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states, which have banned sex change operations on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female restrooms. This is SRN News. Hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money is going to the repair or removal of dams all across the country.
Many entities are already using funds from the federal infrastructure law to remove mostly small dams from North Carolina to California. Advocates argue removing these structures, many that have outlived their usefulness and are in desperate need of repair, can return rivers to their natural state and bolster biodiversity. Others are being removed to reduce the risk of flooding and revive river-dependent economies. Some states are also chipping in for dam removal. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced an immediate ban on selling the pesticide DCPA or Dacthal. The weed killer was primarily used on crops. Federal officials said it harms unborn babies by impairing brain development and lowering birth weight. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.